A long time ago, when the snowflakes fell like feathers, a queen sat sewing at a window. She pricked her finger on a needle so that 3 drops of blood fell upon the snow. How pretty her red blood looked, dazzling on the whiteness. The queen said, "Ah me, if only I had a child with skin as white as snow, and lips as red as blood, and hair as black as the ebony window." In the spring, she had a child who was just as she had imagined, and everyone called her Snow White. But alas, the good queen died, and the king married a new queen whose heart was evil. This wicked queen had a magical mirror, and when she stood and gazed into it, she asked,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" And when the mirror replied, "Thou, O queen, art the fairest of them all," her vain heart rejoiced. Snow White grew more and more beautiful with every passing year. At last, the time came when the mirror said,
"O queen, if truth be told, Snow White is fairest, now she is 16 years old."
And the queen almost smashed the mirror in her rage. The next morning, she summoned a hunter and gave him orders.
"Take Snow White out, and don't bother to bring back anything but her heart."
The hunter led Snow White to the woods where, taking pity on her innocent heart, he told her to run and hide. She ran and ran, cutting herself on brambles. Meanwhile, the hunter returned to the queen with the heart of a deer. Snow White fled until she came upon a cottage in the middle of the woods. The door was open. She went inside and saw that the furniture was child-sized. She curled up on one of the 7 little beds and fell asleep. The owners of the cottage were 7 dwarfs who spent the day mining for gold in the heart of the mountain. When they came home that night, they lit their 7 candles and saw that an uninvited visitor was sleeping in one of their 7 beds.
"Oh my, what a pretty child!" one of them exclaimed.
"Shh!" ordered another. "Don't wake her up!"
"Where shall I sleep?" asked a third. "She's taken my bed!"
"Well," said a fourth, "there are 7 hours in the night, so every hour one of us must get out of bed and take a turn at sleeping in the chair."
And they all agreed that that was only fair.